This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. I wonder if you saw the 1974 movie The Great Gatsby, starring Robert Redford and Mia Farrow. Now, if you're familiar with the movie or the book, you know that one of its main messages is that you can't stop the journey of life and you can't repeat it. In other words, there's no going back. You can't rewind life like a tape and start again. So in this story, Gatsby wants to repeat the past. He wants to reclaim a time when he first fell in love with a beautiful young lady. And he went off to war, and when he came back, he didn't immediately seek her out, but went into business to make a name for himself. And in the meantime, she got tired of waiting for him, fell in love with a different man, and got married. And now Gatsby returns for her and discovers, to his horror, that she's married. So he tries to rekindle that love, hoping that she'll leave her unfaithful husband. But as he discovers rather painfully, he can't reclaim the past. He can't change the present time. Gatsby discovers that he can't alter or stop the journey of life. And that's what it is. Life is like that, a journey. The past is the past, isn't it? The present will flow into the future, hopefully, and like it or not, if we don't move with it, if we try to settle down and make the present like a permanent thing, we'll become really frustrated. And there will be the peaks and the valleys, the times of drought and moments of fear and the moments of security. It was a song, I remember, 1991, a similar theme, Life is a Highway, back in 1991 with Tom Cochrane. It says, the first verse, life's like a road that you travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. And when you stop to think of it, life is definitely like that. It's a road we travel on, a journey. Birth is the beginning, death is a destination. But here it is, life. It's growing from stage to stage. And sometimes the journey has good times, but we know from experience it also has the difficult times, the sweet and the bitter, the long, the short. And it is a sad experience to read, for example, death notices in the newspaper and to see, for example, that not everyone who dies is an older person. There's a large poster. I saw the picture of a chick standing wild-eyed in front of its broken shell. And this chick had just broken out of its shell, standing there all alone. And in the bottom of this picture, in big bold letters, the caption read, "Now, what do I do?" And I think this is the picture for every one of us. We break out into the scene. We didn't ask to come. We did nothing to get there. We start to wonder, now, what do I do? And this question starts out on a journey, hopefully. It's going to be a long journey in life, but where will it take us? So what's life like? You know, people say life's like a box of chocolates. You don't know what you got till you open it up. Or life's like a book that we write as we go. And yes, they're good ideas. But I believe the most significant answer, life's like a journey. We're only passing through this world like someone going on a world trip, and one day it'll come to an end. And then what? Faith. This is where it is. Faith is this journey. It's not always straightforward. It's got twists and turns, but it's hard sometimes to see where God is leading us. And so sometimes we need to see that that God is in charge of our lives, that we need to see all these things, that a journey, the birth, the death, as I mentioned, the hills and the valleys. God is there. God is leading us. And I discovered in the Bible a wonderful verse from 1 Peter 1:18 from the Message paraphrase. Your life's a journey that you must travel with a deep consciousness of God. Have a look for yourself. 1 Peter 1:18. That's a very modern way of putting it. Your life is a journey you must travel with a deep consciousness of God. Some days will be good. We'll have the wind knocked out of us some other days, but we know that there are two paths. The Bible talks, and Jesus has specifically said, there are two paths. You may take one path. One doorway is narrow, the other is wide. Jesus said, go through the narrow door. The psalmist said, as I walk in the Lord's presence, I will live here on earth. And I think we could make this prayer from Elizabeth Elliot our prayer. Lord, teach me to treat all that comes to me with peace of soul and with the conviction that you will govern everything. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.